now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Well, there you go. You think Jerry's running the board there. On that happy note, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Bob Black. Joe's off for a couple of weeks. We're joined by Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it all stays on the air. And, of course, you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country, and they love to hear their names mentioned. Unfortunately for them, it rarely happens. But we give them a lot of love, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. It's about the various different platforms, the various different devices that you can use in order to get the attack and all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Usually Joe explains it to you, but from listening to him all these years, I'm actually pretty good at it myself. So, you know, if you have a device, be it Android, if it's Apple, if it's your laptop, if it's your tablet, if you're at work, you're sitting at your computer and you want to pull up the Spano and Black Attack, well, there's a number of ways you can do it. First, you can go to our award-winning website, click on the Listen Live button, and, well, we're right there. Or you can go to the sites like TuneIn, where we are, Stitcher, where we are, iHeart, where we are. There is a live stream. You can, if you got to postpone it till a little bit later in the day, well, you know, you can click back. You can get a little bit later in the day. If there's something you missed, interview that we did, and we always do interviews, you can get on there as well. Go back into the archive, click on it, and there we are. So it's about radio on the go, and whether you're working from home, whether you're working in your office, you know, you got a little break, you want to eat your lunch at your desk while you're multitasking, well, get you a little Spano and Black, a little Sports Byline as well. And let's not forget the American Forces Radio Network, where the people of our armed forces serve us and they get a little taste of home on the AFN network. We're very happy and proud to be a part of that. We're going to step aside. When we come back, I'll set the table for this sports buffet. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
Now, it pretty much sums up last night. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Joe's off for a couple of weeks on a well-deserved vacation. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Bob Black 71. If you're going to throw a tweet out to Joe, at Joe Spano 56, and of course at Sports Byline USA. But I'll tell you what, you got to grab your summer where you can. And as we get ready to set the table here for this edition of the Attack, July 4th weekend upon us, which is a beautiful thing. We'll be talking to Chris Lilly, legendary pit master. This guy has won more awards in the barbecue pit than anybody you ever want to meet in your entire life. He's the head guy at Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue down in Alabama. They got a couple of stores down there. We'll be talking to him about some do's and don'ts in your barbecue land plans for the weekend, as far as you know, whether you get past the burgers and the hot dogs and that kind of stuff and start dealing with some real meat. He'll be talking to you about that and various different things you can do and to avoid the barbecue pitfalls and have success and have your people talking about your 4th of July barbecue for years to come. But last night I'm kicking it back with some friends and I'm chilling a little bit with a couple of girls on the beach down on this off-key tiki bar out here in Patchogue, New York, and I'll give him a little pop here because it's a fun place. And that's it. You got to grab a little summer where you can. Joe's on vacay. You know, it's tough in this business to grab time, quality time, and if you can do it, you need to. And my friend's band was playing out there last night. We kicked back on the beach, lounge chairs, and nice little tiki hut, margaritas being brought to us by a cute little waitress and some food as well. And let me tell you, it's not a bad way to go. So if you're enjoying your summer or you're trying to, you know, steal those little moments, even if you can't get out on an extended vacation, just make sure that you get a little time for yourself before, as you know it, it'll be Labor Day and summer will be coming to a close. But in the world of sports, it's getting more and more to the point where it's not seasonal anymore. It's strictly a 24/7, 365 business for pretty much all the major sports, exception of hockey. That's because the ice melts. But, you know, the reality is it never stops. And, you know, here we are, and I'm looking at my lineup for today as we get ready to set the table for the sports buffet. And Major League Baseball, which is the summer sport, is sitting there in the three hole. And you always save your best hitter for the three-hole, but in reality, in the world of sports, you got your headlines and you know what you're going to talk about, and you're sitting there and you're lining up everything. And here we are. We're talking about a round ball that bounces on a court, mostly indoors. There is some outdoors, but mostly indoors. And we'll be talking some free agency in the NBA, as a couple of guys have committed. Nobody can be signed until July 7th. But that's the way it goes. But these agreements are in place. And if you were looking on somebody specifically, you didn't want to let these guys live town. Or in the case of some of these basketball players, they wanted to re-up. And the guys that re-upped, for the most part, went for the long term. And the guys that moved on, well, a couple of them went for long term. A couple of them are going for short term. But we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the No Fun League as well. NFL. It never stops. And we were talking about Johnny Manziel yesterday, and we'll be talking about him today as he's been smacked with a 4-game suspension no matter where he plays or if he plays. And when he finally lands with an NFL team, if he ever does again, whoever signs him is going to have to be dealing with four games docked right off the bat. Well, it also falls into that category with a couple of other players, two from the Dallas Cowboys and one from the New York Jets, as pee in the cup time is in season. And a lot of these guys are failing their tests for various different reasons. It's not always just weed or PEDs, sometimes amphetamines, and we'll be talking about that as well. And then some movement in Major League Baseball. You know, I'm watching the Mets and the Cubs last night, and the Cubs, as great a baseball as they've been playing, they have a flaw, and it's their bullpen. And it was gotten to yesterday by the Mets, and Mets finally end a losing streak that they started against the Washington Nationals in division. They beat the best team in baseball in the Chicago Cubs. But the Chicago Cubs pen was exposed, and we'll be discussing that as well. And our good friend, Rodney, Fernando Rodney, on the move again. And we'll be talking about where he ended up landing and going that direction. But as I said, we're going to start with the NBA. That'll probably carry us through a pretty good chunk of the hour. But we'll look at some of the early free agent moves. And I guess where you have to start is down in Miami. And I promise you, we'll get our friend Zach Buckley on next week to talk about that a little bit. And the fact that the Miami Heat are in a precarious position in a number of ways. You have an aging team with some health issues. You have a rebuild on the fly, getting Goran Dragic. They had the good fortune to stumble on to Hassan Whiteside, who has become one of the big rim protector rebounders and all-around good players who's still working on his offensive game in the league. But he has decided to stay with the Miami Heat. And I'm a little surprised by this. And talking to Zach, who's down there in South Beach, we've discussed a number of times the fact that Hassan Whiteside has been a vagabond basketball player, albeit at a young age. And oddly enough, that ended up weighing into his thinking as far as staying with the Miami Heat. He was going to be courted by Dallas and had meetings set up with him. And I seriously doubt whether or not Mark Cuban would have let him leave the room without a level of commitment, because they're looking for that stud player to put alongside the vapors that are known as Dirk Nowitzki at this point in his career. And I'm joking, Dirk has a lot left, but they're trying to get that stud down there so Dallas doesn't fade into oblivion as a basketball team in the foreseeable future. And Hassan Whiteside was somebody that they specifically targeted along with Kevin Durant, but Hassan Whiteside was a much more realistic get to go up Interstate 35 and land in Big D, and it's not going to happen. He's staying with the Heat. And oddly enough, this is a scenario where his movement, his vagabond existence in the NBA since coming out of school and bouncing all over the place from developmental leagues to overseas, around the league itself, came into the play in a big-time way. And he's going to stay with the Miami Heat. And he said, look, I've been with 8 teams since I have been out of school, everywhere from Reno to Sioux Falls to China. And, you know, the ability to set down and gather roots evidently came into play. And he broke the story on the Players Tribune, Derek Jeter's newspaper, and scooped everybody. And his statement started with, I've played on 8 teams since college, from Reno to Sioux Falls to Sichuan, China. I'm not ready for there to be a 9th, at which point everybody in South Beach exhaled and said, thank you, Lord. I've decided to re-sign with Miami, and I just wanted to take this time to tell the fans how much you mean to me, to this team, and to me. I can't wait to get to work and try to bring another championship to Miami. Hashtag Heat Nation. Pretty good stuff. And I'll tell you something. It when you look at it, and you look at it from the perspective of the player, and what I mean by that is everybody loves to be courted. Everybody likes an opportunity to be wined and dined and put in a position where teams are going to come knocking they're going to have the limo and put up the billboard outside of the arena, and you walk into the restaurant, it's preordained that everybody's going to stand up and applaud, and they're going to start chanting, Hassan, Hassan, and no matter where you are, in Dallas or in L.A. or whatever the circumstances are, and everybody wants that. And Hassan Whiteside's still young. He's never had that before. He's had exactly the opposite. He's had the conversation with the coaches and the GM where they go, Hassan, GM needs to talk to you for a couple minutes. Why don't you go upstairs? Oh, okay. Goes upstairs. Hassan, well, got a little news for you. We know you're skilled, and you know we love your game, but right now you're not a good fit. Those are the conversations he's been having, and we're going to pick up our conversation on the other side right there in South Beach. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio. I'm in the
mood. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? The
rhythm is right. Well, that's us, hillbilly boys. First thing you think when you meet Joe and I. God, I remember that first conversation when the guy said, you guys sound exactly alike. No, not so much. But if you pay attention, we're not all sounding the same if you're from New York. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, off today on a well-deserved vacation. If you want to reach out to him, though, at JoeSpano56. My Twitter handle is at BobBlack71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. And we're talking to some Hassan Whiteside here as well. We should. You know, look, you've only got 9 guys under contract, and you need to add pieces. Hopefully the Miami Heat will get it done with Dwayne Wade. But getting Hassan Whiteside back, dare I say it, and this is heresy down in South Beach, it's more important than Dwayne Wade. It just is. At this point in time, a 34-year-old shooting guard, soon to be 35, is a luxury. And he's still a terrific player. He's to me, one of the 50 best players in the history of the league. And I mean that with all sincerity. A shooting guard who can handle, create his own shot, and then had the modesty to subjugate his own game so the best player on the planet could come in and lead the team to championships, to me, makes him a great all-time player. And believe me, there's a place in the Basketball Hall of Fame for Dwayne Wade. But he also sacrificed money, and he wants his money. And I don't blame him for that. But the Heat are in a strange position. You have a team, as I said, that's trying to rebuild on the fly and make sure they don't plummet to the depths. They recognize the fact for as good as they have been for as long as they have been, they haven't been able to get impact players through the draft. Most of the guys that they have drafted are off the roster. One notable exception is Justice Winslow, who got exposed a little bit in the playoffs. Now, going forward, they're hoping he's the guy within their team concept basketball, but he's not going to be LeBron. He's not going to be Luol Deng. He's Justice Winslow. And, you know, when you look at his year, they're going to have to get better out of him. And they're going to expect better out of him. Look, he's young. But 6.5 points, 1.5 assists, and 5 rebounds a game isn't going to get it done. Everything has to double next year if he ends up in the starting lineup. So, you know, again, Miami's trying to get it done on the fly. And as I said, Dwayne Wade, as much as they want to have him back, Miami has to have some flexibility, and they started it with Hassan Whiteside. And let me tell you something, and we'll get to all the other big men that re-upped or in the process of re-upping or moving on, and a bunch of them did yesterday. Amazing how it all starts rolling with the centers. But, you know, here's a 7-footer who can play out on the perimeter and chase guys around because he has the athleticism, protects the rim, but was slow to evolve. You know, coming out of Marshall, smaller program, as we talked about, eight different places in his basketball career. But last year, 14 points, almost 12 boards, almost 4 blocks per game, which has elevated his career stats up to 12 points a game, 10 boards, and 3 blocks. This is a kid, he's 27, so he's not a kid, but he's entering his prime years, let's put it that way. Who he's going to be a cornerstone of your franchise. And Pat Riley and Mickey Aronson, they got it done. And, you know, we've talked about the fact that Mickey Aronson had to step in on Dwayne Wade last year. And maybe he'll have to do it again this year. But whatever they did in getting Hassan Whiteside to commit back to the Miami Heat, they said the right things and they did the right things. And as I said in the beginning of the show, when you have an opportunity to put down roots, when you have an opportunity to make money that you only dreamed of as a kid, and as I'm sure as Hassan was growing into his body and turning into a 7-footer, he had grandiose dreams, and rightfully so, because he had a skill set to go along with it. But when you look at it, you know, he made less than $1 million last year, $981,000. Aww. Let's squeeze by on that. But now, with the money that he's picking up, I mean, you're talking about, you know, 4 years at $98 million. It's going to be in that range. I mean, you know, give or take a couple dollars here or there. Never has to blink again for the rest of his life. Pays federal income tax, doesn't pay state income tax, and away he goes. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, for Miami, it's money well spent. I mean, I was watching some of the shows over the course of yesterday and this morning, and I'm looking at the way they're talking about the salary cap in the NBA and the fact that some of the teams didn't even spend up to the cap last year. Well, this year, guys are going to be getting money, and it's already started, that you're just looking at the numbers and you're saying to yourself, gee, I wish I could be pedestrian and make that kind of money, because they need to spend this money. And Miami spent it well on Hassan Whiteside. Like I said, I was a little bit surprised. I thought he was going to move on. I figured there were going to be plenty of suitors. Obviously, aside from the restricted free agents, next to Kevin Durant, I felt as if he was the most coveted guy in the league, because you just can't teach size, and you can't teach athletic size. You know, and again, I it's funny, we often talk about, well, this guy's a scorer, and this guy is this, and that guy is that. Executives in the league still value size. And you look at the dominoes who fell right after midnight. Hassan Whiteside goes to the Heat. Andre Drummond staying with Detroit. Timothy Mozgov, well, we know Cleveland doesn't want me, so I'm going where I wanted. Where do I go? L.A. to the Lakers. And Joakim Noah is going to end up finalizing a deal today with the Knicks. So size went. And from that aspect of it, pretty damn impressive. Let's talk about some of these guys. And we'll start with Joakim Noah, because he's moving on from Chicago. And they're going to give him 4 years over 70. And it's, you know, 71, 72, 73, whatever it ends up being. I'm back and forth on this. I get the perspective of you're putting together some old men here, or at least brittle people. Joakim Noah is 31 years old. He should, in theory, still have something left. But you're teaming up with an aging Carmelo Anthony, a brittle Derrick Rose, a gaping hole at the two guard, and don't be surprised if Eric Gordon ends up filling that hole, which I think would be a nice signing for them, even though he's been hurt. And Kristaps Porzingis. Behind them, they have some serviceable pieces, but they're going to have to get some guys on the lower end of the income scale in order to make it work. But the more I'm looking at this, I like the deal. And I wasn't as sure about that. But Joakim Noah has always been one of those under-the-radar players for a lot of people, unless you were really paying attention to basketball. This is the guy that won Defensive Player of the Year in 2014, and he finished fifth in the MVP voting. Fifth. And that's for a guy who's not a stat stuffer. So from the perspective of New York, look, Phil is hamstrung in many ways. He had a bloated cap situation. They've alleviated some of it, but they still have significantly less money than a lot of teams to sign players with. And then you come into the mix with that, the fact that you didn't have a draft pick. You didn't were unable to get your way back into the draft this year. And a lot of people felt this draft was not worth getting into. You saw a couple of the teams that targeted specific players that they were either going to stash overseas or had injury issues or perhaps underachieved in college that they targeted and decided, well, this was worth giving up a future pick to get in here and get this guy on our roster. But Phil either made the choice or was unable to do that. So he had to go about it from a different way. One of the ways that he did it, he makes the big splash by getting Derrick Rose. But he also had to give away his starting center to do so. So you knew something was coming down the pike in the way of a replacement for Robin Lopez. Well, Joakim Noah is not so bad. I mean, Robin Lopez, for all his skill set, he frustrates you because there's a tantalizing aspect to his game that you just feel there should be more. And certain times within the triangle last year, he showed you what he could do, where he ripped off a streak of consecutive double-doubles, and you were saying to yourself, wow, you know, this is a guy that really could be something that we can operate with, and he could be a third piece, but then he'd go invisible on you again. Not going to be the case with Joakim Noah. The only thing that's going to keep Joakim Noah invisible is injury, and we're going to pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with Sacrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, Sacrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with Sacrete. Find Sacrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit Sacrete.com to learn more.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Oddly enough, that was a conversation Jerry and I had right before we went on the air. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. We're talking big men in the NBA as they seem to be the first dominoes that are falling, except for a couple. We'll get to DeMar DeRozan here in a couple minutes as he re-ups with Toronto. But, yeah, you know, again, Joakim Noah, it was truly just one of those years for him, to the point where it affected his ability to do certain things that he's always done particularly well. And you know, he only played in 29 games last year, averaging 22 minutes. Couldn't shoot free throws. And when your shoulders are torn up, that's why. You know, when you can't raise your arms above your head, it makes it awfully difficult to make shots. Career lows in everything. Games played, career lows in assists, career lows in pretty much everything. So you would say, okay, as a guy in the decline, but back in 2013, 2014, like I said, here was a guy who's not a stat stuffer, who finished fifth in the MVP voting, averaging 12.6 points a game. 14-15, 7.2, and last year, 4.3. So I get the perspective that if you're a Knicks fan, you're signing up somebody who perhaps doesn't have a whole hell of a lot left in the tank, and you're really reaching for the sky here. But I don't buy it. I mean, here's a guy who, number one, is a winner. He won national championships. He's won on the NBA level. He's one of those guys. He played for one team his entire career and always elevated the team around him by his effort, by his hustle, by his ability to just play extraordinary defense. He's a good passer. He's a rim protector. He's a rebounder. Is he a classic center? No, he's a guy that can swing between the front court and the back, and between the four and the five, and will give you quality minutes at each position. A lot of wear and tear against the bigger guys in the center position, but it's actually an area where the Knicks have a little bit of depth in Seraphin and Kyle O'Quinn, who they plan on retaining both of those guys. So he's not going to be asked to play 40 minutes a game at the center position, but what they are going to do is they're going to count on him for the same things that he's given his teams throughout his entire career, and that's rebounding and defense and passing. And he's going to be a really good fit in the triangle. And, you know, I was talking about Robin Lopez before we went to the break. What Joakim Noah is going to do that Robin Lopez didn't do, and if you watch big men, certain big men have a hesitation to their game. And what I mean by that is it's like the brain doesn't quite click quickly enough that when they grab an offensive board or they get positioned down low and the ball comes into them, because don't kid yourself, nobody was running plays for Robin Lopez last year, that it takes that extra tenth of a second for them to make the decision to make an offensive play. Now, I get it. The coaches drum into these guys, look, you're a third option. I mean, they may not say it, but they're aware of it. But all the offense is being run through other players. They don't run stuff for you in that position. You have to be cognizant of the fact that when the opportunity presents itself, grab it and go back up. You have a distinct advantage over everybody else. You're 7 bleeping feet tall. So it enables you to go up in the air and throw the ball down or lay it in off the backboard. Lopez, and that's where some of the frustration set in, unlike his brother, had that hesitation about his game. And I don't know if it was a lack of confidence in his offensive game or just the fact that they really didn't run anything for him and he was counted on to just run garbage. He worked on some stuff. He had a little bit of a low post game. He had a nice little drop hook that he had worked on and was very effective when he used it. Nobody could really stop it. But there was this just maddening inconsistency with him offensively, where you knew that as good a two games that he gave you, there were going to be three games in a row where he was invisible. And you just can't have that on a playoff team. Joakim Noah is not going to give that to you. He's going to give you a lot more. And it may not be in the point totals. Although, here's a guy who's hovering around 10 points a game in his career. If they can get 10 points a game out of him this season and 10 boards, which is right where his career averages are at, actually 9.3, 9.4, I want to be accurate, but last year took it down. Knicks are going to be very happy campers because they know they're going to get the defense. They know they're going to get the rebounding. They know they're going to get the enthusiasm and the effort. And I'll tell you what, something else, and this hasn't been discussed in the media, but I'll tell you something. This is a valid point on a good reason to bring Joakim Noah onto this roster. Number one, guy's a winner. Number two, commitment to defense. Number three, always hustling. Number four, he's going to be playing next to Kristaps Porzingis. Kristaps Porzingis is a basketball player who wants to get better, who wants to put his A game out there each and every time. You saw it last year when he didn't put good stats up, where he was frustrated. League caught on to him a little bit. They understood where his moves were. He had some difficulty with the more physical guys on the back end of the season, particularly since he started to wear down. And they were playing in a losing situation with two coaches within his first season. And that was tough. Carmelo, to his credit, did all the right things. He was a good teammate. He was passing the ball extraordinarily well last year and looking to get his teammates involved. He trusted Kristaps Porzingis. But one thing Carmelo Anthony hasn't done in this league is been on a consistent winner. Now, I'm not going to say Carmelo Anthony doesn't win, because let's not forget, he has a national championship as well. And he's been in the playoffs in the NBA level, but he's never been able to elevate the team around him to being a championship contender. Now, am I saying that this Knick team as constituted is going to be a championship contender? Probably not. Not unless Kristaps turns into Dirk Nowitzki next year, which is frankly what they're hoping. But Joakim Noah is going to rub off on Kristaps Porzingis. Like I said, Carmelo did the right thing last year. And that was a positive influence on Kristaps. Because don't forget, all the rumor and speculation was that Carmelo was not happy with the draft pick, maybe initially, but that didn't turn out to be the case in the long term. And they ended up being, from all accounts, very good teammates. Well, Joakim Noah is going to go right into that mix. And he's going to show this kid how to prepare each and every day. And when you got a guy standing next to you, you're 7'3", and this guy's 6'11", and he can say to yourself, all right, here's how to work inside. Here's some tricks you can use. You're the same weight I am, except you're 4 inches taller. Here's how I'm going to help you keep from getting beat up by these big physical guys. Yes, some of them are going to exploit you, but here's what you can do to wear them out. That's going to be the kind of influence that Joakim Noah brings into the locker room. So from the aspect of no draft picks, limited cap space, and specific need after taking Robin Lopez out of the equation, I think this is a home run for the Knicks. I really do. Now, you know, again, if he ends up sitting on the bench, okay, well, then I'll end up being wrong. But, I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. I think there's an ability here for them to get better. I think he's going to be a legit mentor. I think he's something needed in the locker room, which is, you know, one of those guys that it rubs the right way on some of these guys. And he's not going to stand still for losing, let's put it that way. So, you know, I like I said, I had 24 hours to think about it because all the indications were that was going to happen after midnight. And again, nobody can sign until the 7th, but it looks like it's a done deal. Another done deal, Lakers and Timofey Mozgov. 4 years, $64 million. And the Vertical's getting a lot of these scoops, a lot of credit to Adrian Wojnarowski. You know, again, not the traditional media sources. Chris Broussard is still waiting for somebody to ring his phone. But, you know, look. You look at guys who were either banged up or fell out of favor for whatever particular reason. And you see something in these guys that says to you, look, it's worth it. It's worth taking a flyer on this guy. And the Los Angeles Lakers, who also re-signed Jordan Clarkson yesterday, who was a key piece, they're betting that Timofey Mozgov will be the Timofey Mozgov you saw during the 2015 finals, where he had a 28.10 rebound game. Can he do it consistently? I don't know. We're going to find out. He's had his share of injury over the years, but he also, as he's matured into being a veteran player, has actually turned the corner and become a center that you need to reckon with. They're giving him $64 million as they're trying to rebuild this team quickly. They have good young players on this team. Now, will it be enough to get a Kevin Durant, who is granting them an interview along with the Clippers out in the Hamptons? Kevin and I will be hanging out. No, maybe not really. But, you know, they're looking at it. He doesn't fit in Cleveland. The Lakers run up tempo, but a more traditional basketball approach than either Golden State or the Cavs. And what's not to like about Timofey Mozgov if you're the Lakers? I mean, he's a rim protector. He's a terrific rebounder. You talk about a guy that has low post moves that are already developed. And he's somebody who just kind of got lost in the mix. And, oh, by the way, he now has a ring. So when he walks into that locker room, he has something that nobody else on that basketball team has. And that's an NBA championship ring. And a couple of trips to the finals. Now, statistically, you look at it, six and a half points, 4.5 rebounds. You know, obviously, they think they're going to get a lot more than that. But, you know, the kid's young. He still has, you know, a lot of life. He hasn't been oft injured in his career. He's been injured a few times. But he's somebody that theoretically you can build around. I mean, last year, you think about it, Roy Hibbert was a one and done. They weren't going to bring him back. And he's proven that at 7 foot, he could be a guy on the end of the bench that can wave a towel. And it seems that's all he's interested in being. But this guy is a young veteran who fits into the mold of what the Lakers are trying to do. And with Clarkson and with D'Angelo Russell, I don't know what they're going to do with Nick Young, but with those players, they got a nice little core that's being built here. You throw Brandon Ingram into the mix, and all of a sudden you got something going here. So I understand why they did it. You may shake your head and say, Bus is crazy, but maybe not so much. And that's where we'll finish up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I think that might be the conversation that Katie Morgan's going to have with Jerry here in the foreseeable future. But we'll find that out. I'll talk to Jerry about it next week. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack. In hour two, Chris Lilly from Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue as we approach 4th of July weekend. I love doing stuff like this. You get on one of these guys that really knows what he's doing at a grill. And we'll talk. He'll be talking to all us amateurs on the things to avoid and the things to do and how to make your 4th of July barbecue a huge success. And we'll have a lot of fun with him down from my old stomping grounds down in Alabama. But Timofey Mozgov's stats, you know, and again, on the surface, you look at it, and it's not something that you should be throwing that kind of money at. But honestly, what he did in Cleveland in 2014-2015 at 28 years of age, now he's 29, he propelled them in the playoffs. He changed everything for them that year to get them to the finals. He was averaging 7 boards a game, 11 points a game. He was protecting the rim. He was passing the ball. It's not a black hole when it goes in there. Not the greatest passer in the world, but not bad. And he has a winning pedigree. You know, as a guy that figured it out, he's got a ring. He's going to walk into that locker room. And he goes, it has some gravitas because as soon as those young players look at that hardware, they're going to say to themselves, yeah, I want some of that too. So we'll see whether or not it's ultimate money well spent, but as the Lakers try to turn the corner, it's certainly a building block going forward. Well, that's it for this hour of The Attack. We got the news here at the top of the hour, so if you want to get up to date on everything that's going on in the world, the real world, not the fantasy world of sports, make sure you pay attention to it. We'll be back with hour two of The Attack right after this short timeout.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch reportedly pledging to accept the FBI's recommendations on the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. There are reports out this morning saying she'll confirm that in an official statement today. The presumptive Republican nominee reportedly considering a former rival-turned-supporter as a running mate. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes. He is in Washington.
New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie being vetted as a possible vice presidential pick for Donald Trump. Two high-ranking Republican Party officials say the governor has become a trusted advisor to Trump and is now being considered as a running mate. Sources also say Christie is helping the campaign with influential decisions, including the firing of former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski.
And Chris, multiple sources say Trump is also considering former House Speaker Newt Gingrich as a running mate. This is USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says all Americans should be vigilant over the July 4th holiday weekend. In a Senate hearing, he acknowledged growing public anxiety after the deadly attacks in Istanbul. He also advised people to keep their plans and enjoy the holiday. And with the holiday right around the corner, fire officials providing some safety tips for those who want to light off fireworks where it's legal. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero reports live.
Captain Mark Dooley of the Des Moines Fire Department says there are some rules to follow to make sure everyone enjoys the weekend safely.
If children are using them, kids are using them, they should always be supervised by an adult if they're using the sparklers.
Captain Dooley says everyone needs to make sure that they're only using fireworks that are legal in their state. He says folks need to make sure that they have a bucket of water or sand to dispose of the hot tips of the fireworks after they're used. Dooley suggests using the fireworks on sidewalks or driveways and avoid the grass. Dry grass catches fire easier and the fire can spread quickly. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News. Get breaking news at usaradio.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Transgender people can now serve openly in the United States military. Defense Secretary Ash Carter lifting the ban and said the Pentagon needs access to 100% of the population to find the best people for the armed forces. In a Pentagon briefing, Carter saying there are about 2,500 transgender troops on active duty in the military right now. The U.S. State Department identifies a 13-year-old Jewish girl who was stabbed to death in her bed by a 17-year-old Palestinian terrorist, says that that girl was an American citizen.
The child, identified as LL Yaffa Ariel, was asleep in the bedroom of the family's West Bank home when the attacker, who was later shot and killed by authorities, broke in. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a difficult time trying to understand why the 13-year-old girl was stabbed to death.
Why would any person do this? You don't murder a sleeping child for peace, to protest a policy you don't like. You do this because you've been brainwashed. You've been brainwashed by a warped ideology that teaches you that this child isn't human.
I'm John Clemens.
A new study finds the Zika virus can cause more types of brain damage in babies than just small heads and brains. In a report released this week, researchers in Brazil found that 20% of babies were born with normal-sized heads but had severe brain damage that was not evident until the child was older. This is USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, the name of the game has been basketball thus far, and I'm probably going to end up finishing it here in the beginning of hour two. But we've got that, some NFL on tap as well, and some Major League Baseball, and then some barbecue. Yeah, barbecue here on the 4th of July weekend. Welcome back to hour two of the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. We don't mention them as often as we used to, but I'll tell you, they're out there. We appreciate them. We're on in about a dozen cities around the country, and it's always a lot of fun to be heard somewhere around the country and have somebody walk up to you and go, are you that guy? Yeah, I'm that guy. And so is Joe. At Joe Spano 56, if you want to reach out to him on his vacation and wish him happy times, or at Bob Black 71, if you want to reach out to me and talk about a particular topic or subject. And we'll have a lot of fun here in hour two. We're going to continue with the NBA as free agent frenzy is upon us. And some guys have already made their decisions, some going back to where they came from, some moving on, and everybody getting a lot of money. Boy, I wish I was coordinated and over 6 foot five. Let me put it that way. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. You know, we talk about the affiliates. We talk about the various different ways you can grab the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And in today's day and age, you know, you're in your car, you listen to Sirius, you'll find us there. You're in your car, you're listening to, you know, music, and you decide, well, you know, I want to go into my Bluetooth. Well, you can find us through that as well. And, you know, when you look at it, devices, 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 radio on the go, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, the American Forces Broadcast, American Forces Radio Network, where our servicemen and women, particularly on July 4th weekend, are appreciated and cherished here in the Spano and Black Attack. We'll be right back right after this short timeout.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's set them up and knock them down. Bob Black. Joe's on a well-deserved vacation. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA if you want to reach out via Twitter. And we're talking NBA as well. We should. Free agent frenzy started yesterday, or actually this morning, at midnight. And, you know, look, there's some deals in place. Nothing's official until July 7th, but reality is there's commitments that are already made. We talked about Hassan Whiteside. We talked Joakim Noah. And now we're going to talk about Timofey Mozgov. And now we're going to talk about Andre Drummond. And Andre Drummond is the second best center in the league. He could be the best center in the league. He has to make free throws. And the inability to make them and the inability to go to a style where he actually could make them, although there was conversation at the end of the season, he might actually take the Rick Barry underhand approach. And truthfully, if I was Andre Drummond, I fly Rick Barry to Detroit. I let him show me the method. I turn into a 75 to 80% free throw shooter. And at 22 years of age, I turn into the best center in the game. Because at that point, he would be better in my eye than Boogie Cousins, who I think is the best center in the game. But Boogie's got his own issues. Andre Drummond doesn't. He's a terrific team player. And they're going to sign him to a max deal, go get his money. He wants to stay in Detroit. You knew he was good coming out of Connecticut. He was raw, but he was good. He was 18 years old when he came into this league. Youngest player in the league at the time. 22 years of age now. 4 years in the league already. He's a beast. He's a beast. He's still figuring out his game, and he's a beast. Unfortunately, he can't stay on the court at the end of games, because if you're in a tight game, they're going to foul him because he can't make his free throws. And, you know, look, it ultimately, if you're going to be a great player, that's what you need to do. You've got to be able to stay on the court full time. DeAndre Jordan falls into the category, and you know, unfortunately, it's just the way it is. And Andre Drummond is a great player. He could be an all-time player if he could just get that one aspect of his game down. Because as I said with Joakim Noah, here's a guy, and they do run plays for him in Detroit, but here's a guy that if he's rebounding, and he's one of the best, if not the best, rebounder in the league, if he gets the ball in his hands, he goes right back up and he knocks it down. He knows what to do with it. And he just, he's a guy that is just, he's brilliant as far as his basketball acumen. 81 games last year, 32 minutes a game, almost 33, 16 points, 15 boards, and 2.5 blocks. I mean, the guy is just extraordinary. And in the hands of a coach like Stan Van Gundy, who had Dwight Howard, didn't end up well, but he had Dwight Howard. This is a guy that, look, Detroit's going to play winning basketball for a long time. Get it through your heads. When you're talking playoffs, you're going to be talking about the Detroit Pistons being in them. Now, whether or not they can threaten Cleveland, whether or not we can talk about keeping up with Indiana or Toronto, who we'll get to here in a few minutes, well, that remains to be seen. But Stan, who has complete control over player personnel, is now in a position with a guy like Andre Drummond to be there each and every year. But unfortunately, that one fly in the ointment remains. And he honestly, he needs to work on it. You know, he shoots a good field goal percentage. He cannot make a free throw to save his life. I mean, he shoots anywhere, you know, but on the particular game, I'm looking at some of the logs from April. 1 of 6, 4 of 16, 1 of 2. Ooh, he had a 50% game. 5 of 10, he had another 50% game. It's in there for him to get better. But it's going to be very difficult for him to do so unless continued effort goes forward. And, you know, you look at this team, what's around him, and some of these guys will be moved, some won't. You know, but they made the commitment to Reggie Jackson, and he came through. I hear the criticisms of Reggie Jackson. I get it. Maybe he's not the pure elite passer, but he serviced this team really well last year. 19 points a game, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, and a steal per game. All right, not all-star stats, but pretty darn good. And he's got room to grow in his game. Let's not forget, this is a guy who was a second-round pick coming into this league who evolved out of BC. 79 games played, durability, duration. You know, Caldwell Pope, same deal, 15 points a game, almost. Ability to handle a little bit, not bad. Tobias Harris, you know, one of those guys, but again, underheralded. 15 points a game and almost 7 boards. Well, it's hard to get rebounds when you know who is playing next to you. And then Marcus Morris, you know, the trade that they made with Phoenix, very underheralded. And here's a guy who can be a difference maker on this basketball team. 14 points a game, 2.5 assists, 5 boards, and a steal in 35 minutes. And, you know, you look at it, durability, durability, durability. All these guys are young and playing major minutes. Stan's got him a team, and there's a lot of upside on these players. But the key, of course, is Andre Drummond. And the kid, what an ability. You know, I love, you know, and part of it has to do with the fact that I'm old school. I love watching big men play, really good, skilled big men. You know, the high flyers and everything, I get that. Throwing down the dunks, I get that too. The ability to handle, you know, watching Steph take a 3-point shot from half court, I get that. It's fun. when I go to a basketball game and I'm sitting there and I'm watching these big guys play underneath, and I mean skilled big men, and the physicality that goes on, and the ability to dominate down in the post, and just, you know, you're looking at behemoths who have agility, who have athleticism, who have the ability to play on an elite athletic level that the old timers never could approach. You know, that's why there were so few good big men back in the day. And you look at a guy like Andre Drummond, and once Detroit figures out how to get into the playoffs on a consistent basis, when you're going to war with a player like that, you're talking about being in a situation that most other teams just cannot match up. They just can't do it. He scores, he rebounds, he protects the rim, and he's physical, and durable. That's the amazing thing. I mean, these big guys, the pounding that they take, the durability always comes into play. And he gives you minutes year after year after year. He's 22 bleeping years old. You talk about a big-time, long-term investment? Oh, my goodness gracious. Andre Drummond is one of those guys. And, I mean, this is good stuff all the way around. And he re-ups. You know, again, you look at it, if you're going to build your core and you're going to move forward, you have to make sure. And look, he was restricted. They were going to match anything that anybody put out there. But reality being what it is, you know, they locked him in place and they let him know right away, you're our guy and you're our guy going forward. Well, as we go forward from here, it's going to be more NBA. I'll get to some NFL and MLB tomorrow, but it's going to be NBA and who re-upped with their teams right on the other side.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get you a shine box.
No, I don't think that's coming up in the free agent negotiations. That would be a bad thing to say. Unless you already signed the contract, then you could say it to the GM, and there's really not much they could do about it. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is toll free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA is the home, and the terrific programming that we have all over the place here. But I'll tell you something, it's all about free agency and all that kind of good stuff. And teams are out there with the fishing lines in the water. And if you're fishing this July 4th weekend, be careful. But they're fishing with lots of money as bait on the hook. And I'll tell you, when you look at the early free agent signings, it most of them make sense. And look, this is money that's going to be spent one way or the other. So whether or not you're re-upping your own guy or looking for something out there that perhaps your team doesn't have, you're going to spend money on it. You just have to hope that the money you spend ends up being money well spent. Now, you know, again, just to recap a little bit here, Mozgov signing with the Lakers, you look at the stats and you say to yourself, all right, maybe they went a little bit too high with that, but I explained to you why that needed to be done from the Laker perspective, and he can, at 29 years of age, be a core building block. On the Knicks end of it, swinging to the other coast, Joakim Noah, 31 years of age, dinged, surgeries, get it. But when you can't build from the draft in one given year, you've got to go in a different direction. You swing the big trade, which they did with Derrick Rose. We talked about that the other day, but reality is that they better hope that he comes into play and doesn't spend most of his time on the bench. And Joakim Noah. And they got two guys from a team, you know, let's be honest about it. Back in 2013, 2014, 2014, 2015, you know, this was a team that was on the cusp of winning a championship. They weren't able to get over the hump, which is why there's a different coach in Chicago. But they felt they were a championship contender, and these were two of the key guys on this basketball team. 2 years removed, here we are. They're both on a different basketball team. Do they have enough left in the tank to make it work for the Knicks? And that remains to be seen, but we're going to find it out. A team that's kind of on the cusp, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. DeMar DeRozan re-upping with Toronto for a whole lot of money. And I mean a whole lot of money. And look, it when you have the opportunity to get that kind of contract, and we're talking about a lot, $100 million-plus dollars in DeMar DeRozan, and you look at the core of this team, $140 million is money well spent. It, you know, he stated publicly that he wants to be part of this team in the long term. You look at it with Kyle Lowry, Valanciunas, the other guys on this team. Well, you know, the future is still bright. And by them making it a competitive series against Cleveland before bowing out, it gave hope in Toronto that this is a core that you can build around and keep going. They have their big three in place. Is it as good as the rest of the league's big threes? Maybe not. But there's room for growth. DeRozan's 26 years old, and he's improved every year he's been in the league. He wants to be in Toronto. You know, they're going to take a couple of hits. Bismack Biyombo's probably going to walk. They don't have his bird rights. Valanciunas, you know, I've seen some talk on the boards. Let's get rid of Valanciunas and re-up Biyombo because he's a better fit. You know, you're out of your bleeping minds. Here's a guy that just keeps getting better and better and better. They need to basically either move or put Terrence Ross on the bench and get better at that position. Can you package him for a Nerlens Noel? Yeah, maybe you could. They got one of the best GMs in Ujiri up there. He's a very patient guy, but he can be aggressive when he needs to be. And it's a team that has an opportunity to excel. And again, they took that next baby step. You can't overemphasize how much it matters to not go out in round one when you're a young team and say to yourself, well, we're only this good. You know, there are ways to make this work. They drafted big, and we'll find out whether or not that plays out. You know, so it there are guys on this roster, when you look at it, you know, Valanciunas, man, is just starting to come into his own. At 26 minutes a game, 13 points and 10 boards, 9 boards, excuse me. You know, Damari Carroll, there's a guy, he played hurt all year. He's going to be healthier. That's going to make a difference. Don't kid yourself. He's one of those glue guys that Joe and I love to talk about. Kyle Lowry's in place. Corey Joseph showed he's going to give you big-time minutes whenever Lowry isn't getting it done. You know, Luis Scola, Patrick Patterson, it is what it is. DeMar DeRozan, just score him, man. 23.5 points a game. This guy needed to be re-signed. And, again, he was an RFA, not a UFA. But if he had decided to leave himself out on the market, there was going to be interest. There was no doubt that Toronto was going to match. But reality being what it is, they needed to get that done, and they needed to get it done quickly. So, you know, it's you look at some of these signings, and it's just stupid money. Stupid money. But it's stupid money for your team. And if you're going to keep going, it's believe me when I tell you, it's you can't take a step back in the programs. Bradley Beal's fallen into that category as well. I mean, he's trying to work out a $128 million deal to stay with the Wiz. And again, young player, a little bit of injury, but a flat-out scorer. And he's one of those guys needs to get it done. When that's finalized, he's going to be a guy that's on your basketball team that you're going to be very, very happy to have as part of that team. Because, again, that's a team that took a step back this past year. They have a true superstar in John Wall, bunch of good role players. Beal, he's going to have to take that next step. And at $128 million, believe me, they're expecting him to do it. Now, I'll give you one that's out there that Charlotte made it back to the playoffs, back-to-back years. And Nick Batum, one of those key players that they gave up some pretty decent assets for. Coming back, $120 million. Now, is Nick Batum worth $120 million? Probably not. But, you know, again, signing a deal that the Hornets, they needed to get this guy in place. You know, things are going on with some of their other players. They're trying to be in Charlotte, one of those teams that isn't perpetually on the treadmill, going nowhere. And basically, this was a midnight deal. $120 million, 5 years. He's getting his money. Charlotte's happy. He tweeted out, we got a deal, hashtag Buzz City. And again, one of those guys, you look at the team and you look at what's on this team, not so bad. You know, they're going to lose Jeremy Lin, which, you know, that's okay. Jeremy Lin's still trying to find his place within the league after Lin's sanity. But honestly, it's a pretty darn good roster. And when you mix Nick Batum into it, and the fact that he was such a good addition last year, Frank the Tank came on a little bit last year. But, you know, they're going to lose Jeremy Lin. They're going to lose Courtney Lee. more than likely, who was a terrific defensive asset and one of those guys that you just hope decides to re-up with you. But he's going to be looking for money, too, and I don't know if they're going to be willing to pay it. Marvin Williams, he actually stepped up beyond my expectations last year. Almost 12 points a game, 6.5 rebounds in a small forward position, which was when they signed him out of North Carolina. That's what everybody was expecting, that and more. And it looks like he actually finally found his game to a certain degree. But, you know, Al Jefferson had a rough year with injury. Cody Zeller, you know, he's Cody Zeller. I mean, he is what he is. You're not going to get much more than that. And Frank the Tank finally came on a little bit at the end of the year and recognized that he has basketball skills, in that with his size and agility, he can make certain things work for him. He's not the most physical player in the world. He's not the most athletic player in the world, but he can make things work. He can hit an outside shot. He can operate down low. He can make it work for him. But again, this is another guy, had surgery. You know, when Charlotte was out of the playoffs for a pretty good chunk of the season until they finally started to put it together on the back end, Kemba Walker falling into that category. Kemba Walker, somebody I always liked coming out of school. And he blossomed this last year. 21 points a game. Wasn't as, you know, the prolific passer that you would like, but good enough. So they have an opportunity here to get better, but keeping Nick Batum on this team was a necessary thing. And 15 points a game, you're looking at it, you're going, well, $128 million. Yeah, well, that's the temperature of the NBA right now. That's where it's at. Well, on the other side, it's 4th of July weekend, and we're going to be talking barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. Yeah, we are. With Chris Lilly, one of the renowned pitmasters in the United States. He'll be joining us next here in the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show,
sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with Zachcrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, Zachcrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products. offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with Sacrete. Find Sacrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit Sacrete.com to learn more.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sonny Roberto. Phones go to hold for a couple of minutes here as we're joined by legendary pitmaster Chris Lilly, who joins us here on this July 4th weekend to talk some barbecue, and there ain't nothing better in my book. Good morning, Chris. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation to jump on the show. I really appreciate it, and looking forward.
Well, we appreciate you being here. You know, let's talk about your restaurant first. You know, you're a legendary pitmaster. You've won awards all over the place, but there you are down in Alabama. Talk about your restaurant location and what you offer.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I definitely wouldn't have won all those awards if it hadn't been for the background of the restaurant and the platform that Big Bob Gibson built for me and what I learned here, without a doubt. So Big Bob Gibson has been in Big Bob Gibson Barbecue has been in Decatur, Alabama since 1925. My wife's great-grandfather started the restaurant, and we've been doing barbecue for almost 100 years, five generations. I've got my two sons here now, and we do traditional barbecue. You know, we've got beef brisket and whole pulled pork shoulder. We've got chickens. We've got ribs. We've got turkey, and then we've all got all the side dishes. And you can't mention Big Bob Gibson without two things: homemade pies. My pie ladies actually get here before the pit guys do in the morning. And also barbecue white sauce, one of Big Bob Gibson's mainstays since 1925. That's where it originated here in Decatur, Alabama.
Well, you know, you talk about that, and let's dive into it a little bit. Most people on the grill are amateurs, and they like to think that they put up a good front, but eventually they come out with hockey puck hamburgers and dried-out tube steak. And you know, we're going to take it past there, but for the guy who keeps it basic, give him a couple of tips on how to not end up with that kind of meat on your barbecue.
Okay, here's a few a few little tricks. First, I'm a big charcoal guy. I love the flavor you get from charcoal, so I'm not so much a gas barbecue guy. But you know, you can still make an effort with the gas. But barbecue's my thing. So what I like to do is I like to push all my charcoal over to one side, create a two-zone fire, so it gives you versatility. You know, imagine this: you've got a thick pork chop, and you've got it directly over the fire. And it's got a nice char on the outside, but it's just not done inside yet. Why not move it over to the other side of the grill, put the lid on, and finish cooking away from the fire? So you've got two zones. So you've got versatility there. Next thing I would say is for the rookie, get an internal meat thermometer. You can leave so many mistakes by having one of those things. For example, most people overcook their chicken breast and cook it up to about 180 degrees, and that's in a lot of cookbooks out there, and that will just make a nasty dry piece of chicken. So chicken breast, I like to pull up to an internal temperature of 160 degrees for something moist. Pork chops, people overcook pork chops, and now it's just dry shoe leather. Pork chop, it is safe to bring a pork chop up to 145 degrees internal temperature, says the USDA. So if you get it up over 145, I like to cook my chops to about 150 degrees internal. Pull those off. They're going to be nice and juicy as well. So those are two tricks right there that you can use: internal meat thermometer and two-zone fire, and that will alleviate a lot of grilling mistakes.
Well, you talked about thermometers and mistakes that are made. I love what you had to say about finding out whether a chicken leg is done. Twist it with your fingers. If it doesn't budge, it ain't done.
That's
if it spins like a roulette wheel in Las Vegas, you cooked it too long.
It's easy. The last part of a chicken that gets done is the joint between the leg and the thigh. So if you're cooking whole chickens or cooking half chickens, basically, all you got to do is try to twist that drumstick bone. You want a little bit of pressure when you twist it, and then you want it to break. As soon as that joint breaks, you are ready to pull it off and enjoy the chicken.
Well, you know, it's funny because that's a common thing that people do. They flip that barbecue up, and I don't care if you're on gas, charcoal, or whatever it is. They're looking at it. They got a bunch of black skin on the outside of the chicken.
Yeah.
And then they cut the sucker open, and it's bleeding raw, and the people just look at it, and they go, yeah, I'll take the lousy-looking hamburger.
Exactly, exactly. And that's sort of that's another reason, you know, why you would opt in for a two-zone fire, an area away from the fire, so you can cook with indirect heat. Indirect heat will alleviate all of your problems. And sometimes I even like to start the chicken over direct heat, especially with the chicken skin. Put that chicken skin directly over the heat, sort of char and crisp up that skin, and then move it away from the fire and finish it off over indirect. That's another little trick.
No, not too bad. We're joined by Chris Lilly, legendary cook. I was looking at some of the awards here. 6 world titles at Memphis in May. You're the American Royal International Cook-Off and Barbecue Sauce Competition. I mean, you are, man.
Hey, that's an old list, my friend.
Oh, so you got some new ones. That's good. I need your autograph is what I need, and then I need to sit down and eat with you. But that's
No. It's just I just like barbecuing, and again, I'll throw back to all the people that I've cooked with and have taught me, and that have built the platform that I'm standing on right now. So my success. Gosh, my success goes back to Big Bob Gibson. It goes back to my father-in-law, Don McLemore. It goes to all the talented chefs and barbecue pit masters that I've worked with over my life that have taught me the things that I use not only at the restaurant but in competition.
I'll tell you what, I must be looking at an old picture of you, because if your kids are working for you, what'd you do? Have them when you were 12?
Yeah, what did I have hair back then?
Well, it's hard to tell because you got a baseball cap on as you're working over the pit, but you got rubber gloves up to your elbows, so I know you're into it.
Yeah.
You know, it to get a little more sophisticated, there are people that, I mean, I own a big green egg myself, and I love to get down with my meat. And, you know, for people who are upscaling a little bit, let's have a couple suggestions on maybe the kind of rubs and sauces that you need to do and how to approach smoking and cooking like a good brisket or a good rack of ribs, something along those lines. I guess we should start with ribs. Pork or beef?
I like them both. I love them both, and it's just one of those things that I cook. I mean, and I cook them both. I cook them both in the backyard. I think it's just whatever you're in the mood for. And I'll just tell you, let's just talk pork ribs, for example. Typically, when I pick out a dry rub for ribs, I'll start out with a salt to sugar ratio of at least 50-50. Okay. Sometimes for ribs, I even go more sugar than salt. And then it also includes peppers and transition spices such as paprika or chili powder. And then some of my signature favorite things to put on ribs, which would be garlic and cumin and coriander and things like that. So basically, rub down your rib. I like to peel the membrane off the rib before I rub it down. So, and that's easy to do with a dry paper towel. You just grab the corner and peel the membrane right off. Do a dry rub on your rib, and my typical rule of thumb is about 4 hours on 250 degrees over indirect heat, and that's what to tell if they're done. Basically, I just put one finger above a bone and one finger below the bone and push them together. If it feels rubbery, let it go some more. If it starts to break, the meat starts to break, then you're ready to go.
My mouth is watering.
So beef ribs, I like to use a rub that is high in salt, high in black pepper, and garlic. Okay, those are my 3 go-tos on beef, salt, pepper, and garlic. And then rub down your beef rib. Typically, beef ribs are going to be a little bit thicker than pork ribs, so this might take you about 6 hours to cook on 250 degrees over indirect heat. One little trick I do with beef ribs to try to start to build a bark a little bit is I will spritz it with cola a few times during the cooking process. So leave it on a couple hours, and then spritz it with cola a little bit. This will start to caramelize and help build a nice black bark, and that's what I like on my beef rib, just a salty, peppery, you know, thick, crusty black bark. And the added cola, the caramel and the sugars in the cola will actually help that caramelization process.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I've heard of the coffee rubs and things like that, and I've actually used them. First time I really heard a cola spray. I know it creates the bark, but does the cola flavor stay within the meat, or is it just more the caramel and the sugar?
It gives a, it doesn't turn the rib sweet, if that's what you're thinking. The salty dry rub overrides that, but it gives a depth of a flavor that you can't get with just the salt and pepper. It's almost sort of like a caramelly depth that it gives your beef rib.
That's pretty cool. I like that. You know, let's talk sides for a couple of minutes here while we still have you. And it one of the things that's always disappointing when you go to 4th of July barbecues is out in the sun potato salad, which, believe it or not, it is just not good with mayonnaise. And, you know, it you get the sides, the macaroni salad and all that kind of good stuff. I came up with a few creative things. I like to do a pasta salad once in a while. I like doing particularly on July 4th on my barbecues, I do a red, white, and blue potato salad. I mix in the Yukon Gold, the red skin, and the purple potatoes, and I make it work as a patriotic potato salad. But to suggest some maybe creative and easy-to-make sides for our listening audience.
You know, I do, you know, a lot of people do sides separately. You know, I do a lot of sides on the grill. You know, don't think the grill is just for meats. I'll do a lot of grilled salads. I use my cast iron skillet a lot in my cooker. So I'll do a iron skillet mac and cheese. So I'll actually put the mac and cheese in the cast iron and put it over indirect heat and finish it out in the grill, which is absolutely fantastic. I do a lot of vegetables directly over the flame, whether that be asparagus or your normals. Down here in the South, you know, we like okra, and a lot of times instead of fried okras or French fries or anything like that, I'll get the whole piece of okra, and I'll salt it down with a little oil on it, and I'll put it directly over the flame, and it just gets really nice and charred and crispy. It's almost like eating a French fry almost. I mean, it's that sort of crispy when it comes off the grill, and it's absolutely delicious. Char grilled carrots, and you know, we mentioned the barbecue white sauce. I was up at a restaurant in Chicago called The Publican, and this is just a high-end, just beautiful restaurant. A chef by the name of Paul Cahan has that, and on the menu, when I went up and ate, were a char grilled carrot with a barbecue white sauce. And it was absolutely delicious, and that is a recipe that I've taken back to the backyard and replicated, and it's just amazing. So you can do a lot. Don't forget about your charcoal grill for vegetables and side dishes as well as meats.
We appreciate that. Chris, it was great to have you on for a couple minutes. Please, again, for the audience, the 411 on where you're located and websites and Twitter handles and all that kind of good stuff.
Sure. I'm located in Decatur, Alabama. That's north central Alabama, right on the Tennessee River near Birmingham, 2 hours south of Nashville. Our website is bigbobgibson.com, and all my social media is at ChrisLillyBBQ.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. I hope you enjoy a happy and healthy 4th. And, you know, again, I love to do these kind of things when we're approaching big holidays and big barbecue events. So we'd love to have you back on down the line. I hope you enjoyed the experience.
Anytime. Enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Chris Lilly here in the attack. And, man, he gave some good stuff out there. You know, the barbecue is not just for meat. And I love the fact he went up to Chicago and found a recipe he wanted to take back down to Decatur, Alabama. That's beautiful stuff. Well, we're going to step aside here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack and send you into your 4th of July weekend. I'm Bob Black. Stay tuned.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Want to thank Chris Lilly for coming on board, and Joe for enjoying his vacation. Hopefully he's having some fun out there, but we always thank him. It was good stuff. I mean, if you're getting ready to go into this 4th of July weekend and, you know, you're tired of turning out lame food and you're friends and family are going, yeah, another fourth of hockey pucks and tube steak. You know, Chris gave you some good stuff to throw down. And if you're an NBA player and you just signed a really, really big contract or you're in the process of doing so and finalizing things on July 7th, I think you have enough money in the bank account to go out and buy a decent cut of meat and have yourself a good time on July 4th. However, I will throw one caveat out there. Take the Jason Pierre-Paul lesson. If you're doing fireworks, do not handle them yourself. Because nothing is final until July 7th. And if you can't hold the pen to sign the contract, well, your team might have second thoughts about committing that kind of money to you. So make sure you don't go in that direction. In all seriousness, have a very happy and healthy 4th of July weekend. Best out there to our soldiers and our sailors and all the support people that help them as well and help keep this country safe each and every day. For Senator Roberto on the West Coast and my good friend Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the weekend.